This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Donald Trump will be in North Dakota next week. Don't forget that. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference will be there live Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Mr. Trump speaks at 1 o'clock Thursday. There are still tickets available for that. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or at the Bismarck Events Center. They told me earlier this morning, still, I don't know how many, but there's still tickets available that you can take those in. So remember that. Head into a beautiful Friday weekend, time for another Talk Radio Town Hall. Doug Burgum is here, and we, as you know, if you've been listening, are chatting with all of the candidates, and Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem have cleared their schedules for us and have given us an hour each week leading up to the June 14th election. We also will end that with a candidate debate, I guess, but we'll have both of them together on the program. We have the lieutenant governor candidates we're going to be chatting with as well, all leading up to the decision for North Dakota voters on who should be the Republican candidate for governor in the November election. And Doug Burgum joins us now to join us and chat about another Talk Radio Town Hall. Take your questions today on the program. Doug, how are you?
Great, Scott. Another beautiful North Dakota day.
Yeah, we've had a week of them here. I'm sort of partial to this kind of weather. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's going to be a great weekend for the Fargo Marathon. 20,000-some people in town for tonight for the 5K, the 10K, the half, and the full marathon tomorrow. It's going to be another exciting weekend here.
That's become a great North Dakota event. I mean, the people that come in from all over the country for that. It's
yeah,
just a
absolutely
really neat thing, neat idea that started not all that long ago, 10, 15 years old, I guess, right? I forget the anniversary, but hasn't been around that long, and it just has grown and grown and grown, and really admire the tenacity of all those runners, and they're out there running for a reason, and it's pretty fun. What's on your mind today? How's the race going? Just tell us a little bit about what's on your mind.
Well, it's great to be here, and of course, what a beautiful state we have, and what a beautiful spring we're having. Getting around this week, as you know, I've been traveling, trying to hit every town of 1,000 people, every county seat in the state. And this week, our journeys took us from Jamestown to Standing Rock to Lincoln to Bismarck, Devil's Lake, New Rockford, Fort Totten, Candu, Langdon, Cavalier, Park River, and ended up in Larimore last night. And across that part of the state, farmers are in the field. The crops are looking good, but again, we've been blessed with all these natural resources in the state, but people are hurting. I mean, the farm economy is really slowed down. I've toured four manufacturing firms in the last 2 weeks. They're of course seeing their orders really plummet. A lot of them have had to let go of people, even though they've got some of the best products in the world. And we've got farmers that aren't buying new machinery, and bankers are worried, and communities are worried, Main Street's worried because of the low commodity prices. And of course, we know out west, out there, you saw in the paper this week with a new report from Reuters, which really, really describing the depth of the bust we're in western North Dakota. And I think, again, from a leadership standpoint, whoever's leading the state has to acknowledge, that we're facing some unprecedented tough times right now.
You're talking, what you just described there is the changing economy that you talk about in your campaign on the stump and in the ads, right?
Yeah, and when we talk about the changing economy, it's changing on two dimensions. One, it's changing because we've come out of an era of unprecedented prosperity, but we're heading into what could be an unprecedented downturn for us as a state when we've got simultaneous low oil and ag prices. But it's also changing on the dimension, that technology is changing everything. It's changing every job, every company, every industry. And if we don't understand how technology and how the digital economy is changing the way we work and how we compete on a global economy, North Dakota is going to be left behind.
Okay, so help me understand that, because I think people, for instance, that right now say, hey, this was the perfect storm, right? Oil prices go down, commodity prices have been down for a number of years, and that obviously has an impact on sales tax revenues. And other than that, what's changed? I mean, that's just a bump that you've got to come back from. But you see it as
as more than that, you touched on with technology.
Well, I think let's just take a look at oil. I mean, you know, my entire life when I was growing up, everybody said we're going to run out of oil, we're going to run out of oil, we're going to run out of oil, and an entire industry was built on this idea of scarcity. Well, then along comes technology, much of it pioneered here in North Dakota, you know, with the advances in horizontal drilling, the advances in hydraulic fracturing, and what do we have? We're awash in oil. North Dakota comes from nowhere to number two producer in the nation, but we're not the only shale oil field in the world, and now we're awash in oil. And we're awash in oil because, you know, cars are becoming more fuel efficient. People are getting smarter about conservation. So when you've got, you know, slowing down on demand and increasing supply, you end up with oversupply, you end up with lower prices. And we could be, and then we got the Saudi Arabia's figured it out. They're going to keep pumping oil because they are the lowest marginal cost producer. They can make money when other people aren't. If you're a producer, you're going to keep making money when others can't, as opposed to trying to constrain supply. Because they know 30 years from now, if they got 50 years of oil in Saudi Arabia, years 30 through 50 may not matter. Because in 10 years, we could have an advance on solar, wind, or some other technology, which will, you know, further depress the demand for oil. And so they've got to pump it right now. So it's in their economic interest to keep on pumping. So if we're trying to build an economy around waiting for the Saudis to constrain supply, then we don't understand the first thing about economics.
But we aren't, are we? I mean, we're diversifying. I spent some time this week in Grand Forks. This UAS thing's incredible. LeGrand's guy, Northrop Grumman here. I mean, Northrop Grumman, and I met with some of the folks from Northrop Grumman and told me, you know, we need 11,000 employees in the next 3 years.
No, that's, and what's going on in Grand Sky and how we could become a leader between what's going on with aviation at UND and agriculture at NDSU, it's incredible because it's not just flying the devices, it's the data that we're collecting.
But if you look at the last two decades, I don't know when to start the map or start the time clock, but you look at value-added ag, you know, and Dakota growers and some of the things that have happened in that regard. You look at, you know, petrochemicals, some of the things that have happened there. I mean, I guess there's an argument to say we're doing pretty good in diversification, isn't there, already?
We've made progress, but when you take a look at our, you know, half of our state tax revenue being dependent, you know, strictly on oil and gas production, you know, that's way too much dependence on commodity prices. We can't control. So, yes, we've made progress. We need to keep driving on it. We got to rein in the state spending. We can't do our state spending and our essential service spending like we have being dependent on the price of oil. I was in Watford City where my running mate, you know, Brent Sanford, he and I were at a, you know, meet and greet up there, and there's a woman that, you know, she's got a son who's got a traumatic brain injury, getting home health services from the state of North Dakota. That's been cut as part of this just the recent 4% cut we had, you know, and she's been told she can go to Minot for services, and her son's not mobile. I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing where we need to understand that the cuts that we're having right now, whether it's affecting our ability to staff nursing homes across North Dakota and towns like Ellendale, Oaks, and Crosby, you know, the small cuts you're making now are affecting essential services. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we rein in spending and still be able to fund our priorities. That's going to be a challenging, complicated process to make sure that we get our spending aligned with where the needs are.
Your ads and your campaign questioning the spending at one time, calling a deficit, and then later, you know, altering that to say, hey, it's a budget shortfall, have obviously rankled current, you know, politicians and lawmakers to say, well, you know, wait a minute, that isn't exactly the case. We had a question about that from a couple of weeks ago we didn't get to, but I want to save it for today. And it says, you talk about spending money we don't have. Please ask Mr. Burgum whether or not he knows that the state constitution does not allow deficit spending. He has to acknowledge that we cannot by law deficit spend. So what point are you trying to make when you say we shouldn't be spending money we don't have?
Well, this is I'd say this is classic, you know, career politician lawyer speak, because whether you call it a deficit or whether you call it a shortfall, we're spending more money today than we're bringing in tax revenue. The way we're covering that shortfall, the way we're covering that overspend, is we're using our savings, we're draining our savings, draining the rainy day fund, and we're draining our checking account. And checking account is the beginning balance.
It's money we have. It's not money we don't have, but it's money in the checking and savings account. You're saying it's no way to run a railroad, is what you're saying.
Well, if you're a business and you've got, you know, in this case, in North Dakota, if we have $800 million between the savings and the checking account that's sort of on your balance sheet that you have access to, and you're spending so much that you have to drain those two things, that's $800 million we don't have to spend, that's not available to us to spend tomorrow. If you're a business and you pull $800 million off your balance sheet, your company is worth $800 million more. It's called a loss when you spend more than what you have, and when you have to cover it from, it doesn't magically make it better just because you had some money in the bank. You're still losing money, and you're covering it out of savings. the math doesn't change. They can call it whatever they want to, but the math is the same.
By the way, your questions and comments are stacking up, and we want more of them. I have a few left over that we have had in previous shows we didn't get to, and we'll try and weave those in as we go throughout the day. But your questions as well, welcome here. Harry in Williston, David in Williston, waiting to weigh in. So 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550 is a local Bismarck Mandan number. You can text Todd, too. Todd, you want in on a little action, right? Todd, newly famous now because Ted Danson chanted his name earlier on the program. You can text Todd. He's waiting to...
I'm the new norm, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. The new norm. I love that. That's pretty good. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Okay. Let's see here. Well, I guess we better go to... I was going to go to the call, but... David,
I kind of look like a young norm, so, I mean, that's not really a... far-fetched idea.
David and Williston, you're first to go when we come back. Emails, texts, and more of our conversation with Doug Burgum on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With my name on them, especially ones I wasn't really expecting. And, you know, 650 smackers is, you know, I'm seeing a stack full of these checks, $650 checks, and they have actually paid to the order of blank. You can, like, fill in your name here. And you'll find them over at B-Mobile, because if you are stuck in a contract or a device agreement that hasn't worked out for you, maybe you left Verizon and now you're regretting it, and you realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype, whatever the reason, right now come home to Verizon at B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. So that's right, up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. Just call or visit a B-Mobile location. Get all the details today. B-Mobile is everywhere you are, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond, with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bodno, and North Dakota, Minnesota, too, at the lakes, Detroit, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, bmobile.com. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, I promised I'm going to get the call, but here is a question on our previous exchange that came by text, so allow me, Doug, to paraphrase here. State revenues are still at historical high rates, with tremendous employment rates and open job opportunities across North Dakota. You seem as though you're alerting the public to pending economic catastrophe. Are you fear-mongering in a time of low commodity prices when an objective perspective would show a fairly diverse economy with a strong future, and once energy prices do what they've always done, we'll recover?
Well, that sounds like talking points right off the Stengem campaign. So I just have to say,
I don't think so. I think people are optimistic about North Dakota. I mean, I think you're right. People don't like low commodity prices. I think people don't like low oil prices. But to be fair, that budget stabilization fund, the whole idea, Rick Berg and others put that in place to say that's the rainy day fund, and you use it and you don't. Now, you could be right that that previous, yin and yang with things is going a very different direction. But don't you think some people see North Dakota as better than most places in this country right now?
Well, I think they do, but I think it's the first responsibility of a leader is to be straightforward with the people they're leading about the real situation. This is not a time when we need leaders to, try to put rose-colored glasses on and try to put a spin on. I mean, we're not selling stock here. We're not selling a product. The role of the government is to provide the most accurate, the most truthful data they can. I mean, part of transparency and accountability. And just this morning, the new jobs report is out. North Dakota leads the nation in lost jobs. We lead the nation in lost jobs. And so, 50th out of 50th in lost jobs. 1,000 North Dakotans more this last month than more before are out of work. And so, I just think it's important to talk about that, versus running ads talking about low unemployment. That doesn't help the 1,000 people that lost their jobs. It doesn't help the, over 17,000 have lost their jobs in the last year.
I think what people want, though, is they want a fix. They want a vision, right? So, I mean, there's a difference. If you're in office, you're going to say things are great. It'll be okay. Things will come back. I get that, right? You're saying, hey, let's not have happy talk. Let's talk about the real challenges here. What's the fix? So do we just, slash spending considerably? What is the better way, if you will? Should we not have a rainy day fund so we never have to use it?
Well, we have used the rainy day fund. We took us 10 years to build it up to $575 million. $500 million, that's gone. The last 3 months we've been below the new. We lowered the revenue forecast by $1.1 billion and then proceeded to miss it 3 months in a row. And so, we're going to likely, the rainy day fund's likely going to be gone by the time we hit the next session. And again, we had $700 million in the checking account. That's going to be zero. So we can't pull that. We can't pull that trick again. And again, I mean, just to make it clear for the people, we're spending $6 billion during this biennium as a state. And the projected revenue was 4.9, but it really wasn't 4.9 because we were planning on spending 400 of the beginning balance anyway in the plan. So we really only had 4.5 coming in, and we're planning 6.
What's the fix? What do we do differently?
Well, we have to right-size government. That's the first thing we have to do. And I mean, you have to look at South Dakota. I mean, South Dakota, we're going to spend close to $3 billion a year in the annual fund. South Dakota's spending half of that, and they've got more people. They have just as many roads as we do. We have to look at other examples, to figure out how can we get government back in the right size. We grew government faster than the economy, faster than our population growth, and we have to rein in the spending. We didn't tuck enough away on the side to cover the overspending that we have right now.
David in Williston, sorry to keep you waiting. You're next for Doug Burgum on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad you're listening. Glad you're there. Go ahead.
A couple quick things for Doug. Just want to say thank you for running. I've been in and out of politics for about 10 years, and just right now I think we do need a leader and not a politician. But I've got, I don't know if you guys ever listen to Marketplace on NPR.
Sorry, NPR, my favorites. Really, really sorry to report that, but anyway. Give us the Cliff Notes quick.
basically, Marketplace, Connie Rizal, he'll ask a CEO of a company after he talks to him, how will you describe your company basically in five words after the end of so many years? I like to know what Doug thinks in five words or less what North Dakota would look like when he was done with it.
Lean, mean, economic machine.
Pretty good at math,
that's
too.
Four,
I don't
that's
know
four
that.
Words.
Yeah. Yeah, you got one to spare. That's a true conservative. Yeah, I love it. All right, David, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's a unique question and a good one. Harry in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir. Harry, are
hey
you
guys.
There? Yes.
I am. Scott, you answered one of my you asked one of the questions I had. I guess the other thing that I'm curious about, if we've got this economic catastrophe that we're talking about, I'm hearing that we've got all these billions of dollars in reserves. It seems to me that we've saved for the rainy day that Mr. Burgum's talking about. I guess I'd like him to speak to that.
Well, in terms of some of the billions that have been talking about by my opponent are, you know, constitutionally protected. We're not able to get at those. The legacy fund, which has been set aside, is got a, you know, protection, so we can't get at that money until after 2017, and then, you know, interest only. That money was, you know, was designed. It's supposed to go to things that are, you know, truly help make North Dakota be exceptional, and that's where that money should be going towards. Other money in the budget stabilization fund, the rainy day fund, that's going to be gone. The foundation aid fund for schools, that's there and is being used right now to help protect schools from cuts. You know, so there has been some money tucked away, but there's not billions that are going to be available for the next legislator to help cover this shortfall.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's see who is next here. Michael Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Doug Burgum. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm from Minot, and I'm an undecided voter. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. Shoot.
My question for Mr. Burgum is about Donald Trump. I know Donald Trump is a good businessman and would be better for North Dakota than a career politician like Hillary Clinton, but I also think that Mr. Trump is pretty disrespectful to women. And I think about my wife, and I think about my daughter, and Mr. Trump just kind of seems like a jerk. And I wonder, Mr. Burgum, if you share his views on women, and I hope you don't, and maybe if you could talk about your record on women, if you have one.
Well, I'm on the record of supporting Donald Trump. We need a Republican president. Hillary Clinton would be a disaster for North Dakota. She'd be a disaster for energy, a disaster for agriculture. You know, she's opposed to fossil fuels. She's opposed to coal. You know, we just can't have it. And that's why, you know, that's why I've worked very hard the last two rounds, I mean, with both McCain and Romney to elect Republican president. But on women, you know, at Great Plains, the day we were acquired by Microsoft, 51% of our company was female, including all the way up through the executive ranks, which was better than any company in tech. Most companies in tech were at 25% women. We were at 51%, and I'll stand on my record on women very strong.
Michael, thanks for the call. Others waiting. Talk Radio Town Hall continues with Doug Burgum. After this, then, what's on your mind? Don't go away. Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of the hour on What's On Your Mind. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall edition of the program today, doing a number of these leading up to the June 14th Republican primary with Attorney General Wayne Stengel and Doug Burgum, the governor candidates on the Republican ticket. And Paul Sorum, by the way, is on that ticket as well. There's a three-way ticket there. We will have Paul Sorum on as well. We've just determined based on the polling that the two candidates that the vast majority of people are planning to vote for are the two we're spending a lot of time with, so you can make a decision that is informed. That's what we do here on What's On Your Mind. We appreciate you doing it and joining and participating and asking good questions, and we get a lot of them. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. I want to ask you a question that we had a question about this from a listener, and I'm going to paraphrase because I was critical of it as well. Comment about, you know, oil and gas money coming into the Stengel campaign, suggests there's a conflict of interest. Tell me what your view is on that, on political donations.
Well, I think we've just got an interesting setup right now that's really more about the power structure. It's not really about Wayne. It's about in the state of North Dakota, when we split the election cycle for the attorney general and the governor's office, and everybody knows they both serve on the Industrial Commission, which regulates oil and gas, primary regulatory body. In some states, the attorney general wouldn't also have a big regulatory role. But when we split those election dates, we've created a thing where from now in the future that whoever the sitting attorney general is will be able to run for governor in the middle of his term, and he'll be able to run for governor. And if he loses that in the primary or loses the race, he's going to be the sitting attorney general. And so if you're going to be regulating a group and you go to them, again, this is not about Wayne, this is the setup. If you go to someone and say, "Hi, I'm running for office. I'm going to be, regulating you whether I win or whether I lose. Would you like to donate to my campaign?" What's that company going to say? And then if you go back to them a second time and say, "Hey, I'm."
But this happens all the time, right? I mean, this is and here's my deal. I think you're questioning the integrity of someone when you say if you take money from them, then you're going to do what they say. In other words, John Hovind probably took more oil and gas money than any governor in the history of North Dakota. He was a great fundraiser. Do we question John Hovind's ability to do the right thing? I don't.
Well, I think you may not, I may not, but I think it's, again, I've come from my context is coming from corporate environment. I've sat on corporate boards the last 20 years. We're required by law, the corporate board I'm sitting on right now, I had to fill out an 80-page questionnaire about any company that was doing business with the company that I was providing governance on to protect those shareholders. And so we've got a standard that's higher for governance and conflict of interest for public companies who are regularly assaulted by the SEC and by, you know, other agencies in Washington, D.C. to try to make sure there's no conflicts of interest. And we have none of those rules here. Where I'm coming from the business world, these are not questions of people's, I'm not questioning anybody's morality. I'm just saying we have a setup, you know, that it creates moral hazard for people. And it's not saying it is, but it creates moral hazard. That's what, you know, that's why you create governance rules. That's why you have transparency. That's why you try to eliminate conflict of interest to assure, you know, that the regulators are acting in the best interest of all of North Dakota, not just the people they're regulating.
So no candidate for governor in North Dakota, if you had your way, would be able to take a donation from somebody doing business in North Dakota?
No, not some they're doing business, some where they're providing regulatory control over them. Because if you're setting the fines, if you're, you know, actively regulating, if you're permitting for them, and the lawyer that's presenting in front of you in the, you know, at the Industrial Commission is, you know, written you a check for $10,000, you know, I think the citizens, you know, ought to know that. We at least ought to be declaring, you know, who the people are and who they are. I mean, this is about transparency. Then people can make a decision.
The federal government has sent a letter to every school in North Dakota, and for that matter, every school in America, and said, we're going to tell you how your showers, locker rooms, and bathrooms are going to be operated. And if you don't do it the way we want it, we're going to take your money away. That happened. And I have been disappointed in the reaction from it. And so we undertook an effort to ask, you know, Governor Dalrymple, because he is in a position to talk about. We played his answer earlier. But I want to get your answer on this question and also Wayne Stengem's. And asked Wayne at an event actually yesterday in Fargo. First, the question, you know, that number one, people are concerned about this declaration that public schools within the United States are going to have to let kids and people in the schools use whatever bathroom they choose. That's really what it's about. And we asked him what his reaction was and what it means for North Dakota.
My reaction is that this is another example of federal overreach trying to come up with a one-size-fits-all federal mandate that they think will work. I'm very concerned because I seriously doubt whether the president actually has any authority under federal law to mandate this kind of activity. I'm very concerned when they say that the threat would be for anyone who doesn't comply with their overreach, the loss of funding for schools, much of which goes to for school lunches and school breakfasts for lower-income people. So that's a bad approach. The better way to actually handle it is to let the parents and the school administrators on the local level deal with the issue as they have been for years and have been doing so without a lot of public furor or turmoil, because they've worked it out well. And that really is the best way that government should operate, in my view. What's local is better than a federal overreach.
All right, so then we said, well, how about you personally? You're saying, you know, here's to be a better way to handle this issue, but what about personally? What do you believe? Do you believe that kids or anyone, for that matter, should be able to choose their bathroom?
That's really hard, because so much of this is just beyond what I am aware of. And so that's why I think it really is better to just leave it with the local people. And most of these, and there are these situations exist where people are just in that situation. They just want to have a private place where they can go to the bathroom. And they don't want to be a cause. They don't want to be a national celebrity. And the downside of this whole approach can be that everybody will know who it is they're talking about, and these people who are just trying to find some privacy are going to be targeted. And that's a bad thing, too. And, of course, you cannot fail to understand that everybody else has a privacy interest of their own that is entitled to some consideration, and that's not something that this federal overreach seems to respect. And the final thing is that they issue these things, they're called guidances. That's kind of a tricky term, because it's not something that has a force of law. It is not a regulation. And they do that because that is their way to avoid actually going through an administrative hearing process, adopting rules where you have to listen to everybody and hear different opinions. And instead, they're trying it with this guidance approach, which I think is a dangerous way to do it, and then posing the threat of loss of federal funds.
All right, those are Wayne Stengem's answers. Now, Doug Burgum, first, your reaction to the letter itself.
Well, it is an absolute example of federal overreach. And it's ridiculous on a number of different levels, not just on the 10th Amendment and state rights, and that this decision should be made better locally. But let's think about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Let's think about the fact that we have $19 trillion dollar deficit. That's a trillion is a thousand billion. And let's think about the fact that every single day we're talking about bathroom police, that the United States is spending $1.5 billion more a day than it's bringing in. You know, and I can assure you that if I was in charge of an operation that was losing $1.5 billion a day, you know, I would probably think that there is, you know, better priorities that you could spend it on than trying to be the national bathroom police. And so, I mean, it's just ridiculous to me that this has become a national issue, because, you know, this is absolutely something that ought to be happened locally. If there is a problem or is an issue locally, it should be handled locally.
You get a letter like this as governor. Your schools get a letter like this as governor. What do you do about it?
Well, again, I say this is guidance. This is a decree. This is what's been going on in this administration the whole time. When we say federal overreach, I mean, you're trying to circumvent.
Would you follow it? Would you fight it?
I would fight it. I would absolutely fight it. I mean, it makes no sense.
And on a personal level, the idea that people can choose the bathroom they use, the locker room, the shower they use. What is your reaction? What is your personal belief of that?
My personal belief is if this issue arises locally, then local people can figure out how to make accommodations. And whether that's a third bathroom, a family bathroom, how they want to, they can figure out how to do it in each and every situation. And I believe that North Dakotans will do it in a way that is respectful and tolerant, because that's generally what we are as a group of people.
If I decide I'm a girl tomorrow, and so I want to go in the locker room with the girls, is that wrong? Should I be able to do that? I mean, people shouldn't be able to choose their bathroom, their locker, their shower in our schools, should they?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you even have a hard time wrapping your mind around the fact that that's what they're arguing. You know, and that is what they're arguing. It's unbelievable. All right. We've asked these two that question now, and that came from a lot of our listeners, and we just try to make it as succinct as possible. Jim Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Doug Burgum.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever had a budget shortfall at the Great Plains, and how you handled that. How did you cover that budget shortfall? Did you sell stock equity, or just what did you do?
Well, we had a number of them. I mean, when we started, you know, we started with 10 people in 1983, and as people know, you know, that I. You know, my dad had passed away when I was in high school. I'd gotten, you know, 160 acres of ground. I mortgaged that. My uncles didn't think that was such a great idea, but it was, you know, I literally bet the farm to provide the seed capital. You know, and in the first year, we ran into problems. I mean, there was, you know, challenges we had right out of the blocks, and we spent, you know, the next 8 years battling for survival, trying to get it going. And on a number of occasions, you know, I part of the way you do that is you take a pay cut to do that. And the same thing, which I've said in the state of North Dakota, the first thing I would do is cut my own salary, because that's what leaders do. Leaders, you know, leaders eat last. You know, leaders cut their own salary first. You know, that's what you have to do. And certainly we had to overcome those challenges. But in some cases, you know, we had to cut our expenses. And whether that's, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to manage the, you know, our headcount, manage our spending, and then you have to really figure out what your priorities are. You have to cut the spending on the stuff that doesn't matter and focus on the stuff that does. You know, and that was something I've been balancing budgets for 33 years. When I was, you know, after Great Plains got acquired by Microsoft, and had a chance to lead the Microsoft Business Solutions globally, but based out of Fargo, I was running an operation that's bigger than the state of North Dakota, both in people and budgets. And during that time, we were, you know, every year you're in a budgeting process where we're required to do more with less, because in software the prices go down, they don't go up, and the competition is as stiff as it is anywhere in the world. And so you're constantly trying to figure out how to do something, you know, better, faster, and more efficiently than you did the year before.
I'm wondering, when you had budget shortfalls, how did you make up for it? I mean, did you do a stock equity sell? I mean, how did Goldman Sachs get into Great Plains?
When we were in the early, we made it from 83 to 93, bootstrapping our whole way along the way with, friends and family. This is before there was any, you know, formal angel fund. So we had invested. I dragged in my mother, my brother, my sister, my cousins.
I'm not sure if this is where Jim's trying to go, but he's saying, I mean, how would you do it differently? We don't use a budget shortfall to fix a downturn in commodity prices in future budgets. What's a better way? Trying to say, how'd you do it at Great Plains, and does that apply in the state in the future?
Well, on the spending side, it does, because you have to figure out a way to reel in your spending. But on the revenue side, we got to figure out a way to get our economy going, and the way we have to do that is diversify it. And that's what I've been doing my whole life in North Dakota, has been investing in jobs that are diversified and creating jobs that aren't dependent on the price of ag and oil.
All right, more coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Straight ahead, don't go away, friends.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm board member Troy Oglum of Northwood. With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices, conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading to the field. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around equipment. Avoid baggy clothes that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep. Don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. Keep rollover protection structures in place. If you have a tractor without one, get it installed today. And while you're at it, buckle your seatbelt. Discuss safety concerns with your children as you explain safe handling and operating procedures. Practice what you preach, and they will practice it too. Always remember to just stop and think. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Never enough time. Never enough time, ladies and gentlemen, but that's how we roll. That's good. Welcome back. Final segment of What's on Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Doug Burgum is here. Wayne Stengem next week. They'll be together the Friday before the election, June 14th. We'll have the lieutenant governor candidates as well. And keep those questions coming. We really appreciate it. We've gotten a lot of them today. Let me get to the caller that's waited the longest next year. Steve on the road for Doug Burgum. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I just wanted to say I appreciate what Mr. Burgum is doing. I'm going to be one of the new tenants once he takes over this building from Swanson Property. But, yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate, and I am an African American, I appreciate the things that he's doing for downtown Fargo. And kind of, you know, making the city stand out a little bit. I just want to say thank you very much, Mr. Bergen.
All right, a little tough to hear, but did you catch that?
Appreciate that, Steve. Thanks for calling in on that because, you know, when people don't appreciate 15 years ago when we started working on projects in downtown Fargo, it was one of the most depressed, areas in the state. I mean, we had, if you looked at downtown Fargo as a city, downtown Fargo had very high unemployment, had homeless problems. We had, you know, dilapidated buildings that were being run down. The storefronts were empty. And in the group of people, the retailers, the pioneers, I mean, the people that stayed, the pioneers that came back in. I mean, this has been a team effort across a lot of people, but the transformation that we've done, and this has benefited all taxpayers, because when you have a vibrant core, when you get people, when you recreate the tax base back in that center of the city, then, you know, that benefits, that lowers the tax base for everybody in the city. And if you take a look at what's going on down there, the tax base has gone from $200 million in downtown Fargo to over $600 million. And so even as property tax rates have gone down, the amount of tax income coming out of downtown Fargo has grown as fast or faster than any place in town, and that benefits everybody in the city.
I'm going to go rapid fire as best we can here. Bill from Langdon says, really appreciate you coming to Langdon yesterday. Nice to see politicians spending time in all cities, not just the big ones. Yesterday you had great points about the Obamacare TV ad battle. Please keep telling the truth on that issue. Not really a question there, but a comment.
Yep.
From Langdon. Another says, I'm a conservative, and Doug has turned me into a supporter because his ideas make sense to me, and he doesn't sound phony. Why is it that I still hear some conservatives say Doug is a closet liberal? I used to think that, too, but now I doubt it. Well, what about that? We asked you last time, Republican, Democrat, you know, that comes up from time to time, but have you heard people say you're a closet liberal?
I'm not hearing that, but of course, people that know me have known me my whole life. I mean, they knew my mom was a Republican National Committee woman back in 1968 and 72. They know my dad. I grew up in a Republican family. They know, I mean, anything, go online and look at the donations I've made to Republican candidates, both at the state level and the federal level, and people would understand, the candidates that I've been supporting over my lifetime. And so the fact that I listen to people, the fact that I'm willing to work with both sides, you know, maybe people get confused about that, but I'm a conservative, but I'm also a problem solver. I'm not solve problems for the state of North Dakota, and that involves representing everybody. That involves listening to everybody.
I don't have time to get into the detail I want to today. We will before June 14th for the sake of our listeners who care passionately about these issues of faith and family, but there has been some confusion related to your interview with the North Dakota Family Alliance. And you were asked a question whether or not you were against abortion, except in the cases of health of the mother, rape, and incest. And that answer was not recorded. What is your answer?
Well, Scott, we had a great sit-down with Tom Fryer, and he asked about, you know, the pain-capable bill. I said I would have signed it. He asked about the physician licensing bill. I said I would have signed it. He asked about the sex selection, you know, and abnormability. I said I would have signed it. We're not China. We're not going to do sex selection. And so I think I was very, very clear on that, so I don't see where the confusion was on those three bills.
I think there was confusion over the heartbeat bill. And, whether or not you'd sign that, even though I want to know, are you against abortion in the case of, you know, with the exception of rape, abuse, incest, life of the mother?
Well, I think, you know, I've been clear on this since the very beginning, that I think every abortion is a tragedy. And I think one thing that we can agree on as North Dakotans is that we want to reduce the number of abortions in North Dakota. But, you know, to have fewer abortions, you know, we've got to do a couple things. We've got to have fewer unintended pregnancies. And I've said I'll work with everybody on that issue. You know, any organization that's trying to reduce an unintended pregnancy, let's get together and have a dialogue.
There's good ones out there, by the way, that are as worried about the mother as they are the baby.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The pro-life movement is as much about the mother as it is about the baby.
Absolutely. And we need to make sure, because this is a women's issue, but we need to streamline adoption services, and we need to support the organizations that are helping women that find themselves in these crisis situations.
So is your answer the same as it was for the Family Alliance? Is that a yes?
Yes. Yes.
You are against abortion, except in the case of those instances.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think that's the answer people were waiting for, and I think that caller got it as well. So I'm going to get one more call in here before we let everybody go. Let's go up to Devil's Lake and Chris. What's on your mind, Chris?
I got a quick question for Mr. Burgum, actually, too. What is your position on these proposed legalization for marijuana? And also, do you think if it does become legalized that it could pick up some of the slack that we've experienced since the decrease in production in the Bakken? Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I've been clear on this one. In the first debate, we got asked this question out in Bismarck, and I said that I would support medical marijuana legislation. I'm opposed to full legalization, and I'm opposed to full legalization because the states that have jumped into this so far, you know, Colorado and Washington, without this, you know, there's a mess in terms of how they're regulating, how they're managing, and it's that's one that we need to go slower on.
We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be here, and great for all the people listening across state that have had a chance to see the last months on the road. It's been fantastic talking to North Dakotans, listening to them, hearing about their problems. It's been amazing.
Nothing better. It really isn't. We live in a great state. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of stop and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.